and I might just prompt you with a question. For example, are the nine considered the ultimate source of knowledge, wisdom, and power, and so on in the universe? Tom, you're asking your relationship to us. Is this not so? It is what you would call infinite intelligence. It is not of 24. It is of 12. Nine of us and three humans in a triangle. Andrew, all right. And, if this is the fountainhead, or the unmoved mover, if that be a correct definition, then all your thoughts and actions somehow must be put into effect to other peoples, or groups of beings. Tom, universal civilizations. Andrew, right. Do you yourself initiate the intelligence, the thought, but the action is always carried out by others? Tom, by the civilizations. Andrew. And then at one time you hinted there were 24 major civilizations through which you acted? Tom, when you say major, there are many. But there are 24 heads of civilizations. Andrew, I see. They themselves are part of those many civilizations, or just heads of large groups of civilizations? Tom, they are heads of civilizations. Andrew, and these are what the Bible calls a council of the 24 and the elders and so on? Tom, it would be the Congress. John, one question about that. These are all working on the same side, the positive side, or as the 24? Tom, the positive and the negative must be blended to make it whole. It is as we have explained to you. To be positive with no sense is not as good. They are balanced civilizations. Do you have that in clearness? Andrew, I think we do now. Tom, when you speak of positive, remember, refer to it as a balanced positive. Andrew, now, under those 24, could you give us an example of one civilization? Let us say, Huva. Where does it fit in under the 24? Tom, when you speak of the 24, you speak of the heads of the civilizations. There is one you know as Jehovah. Andrew, Jehovah. And then under him is his civilization? So the Jehovah is one of the 24. Tom, yes. It is known as Huva. But he would have as a pyramid many under that. Andrew, I see. There would be many civilizations, right? Okay, now that clarifies that part. Now take our existence as ordinary human beings. Where do ordinary people come from, and why do they come here, and where do they go? This is one of the great mysteries to us. Tom, all beings, all species come from us. There is a question that is asked by all beings and all species, and it is what you have asked. Who am I? Where did I come from? And where am I going? Is that not so? Andrew, that is the question, yes. Tom, all species and all beings are particles of us. There is not a way for you to have this understanding. How may we explain? Andrew, well, I have the understanding that they are part of you but they go through many cycles of existence before they reach Earth. Is that not so? Tom, remember that the planet Earth is not that evolved. We are looking for an analogy to give you. Andrew, well, could you say, for example, that those who come to Earth all come from another given civilization or planet or something like that? Or state of existence? That is there a regular sequence or place through which they go before they come to the planet Earth? Tom, not in a particular planet. Depending on the needs of that soul. Some souls need more than some other souls. There are levels of intelligence. There are levels of consciousness. Not all are equal. Remember this. It is not true that all are equal. There is a soul. The soul is a particle of us. If you have a giant electric spark, and you put two together that would cause a giant electric spot, there would be sparks that would come off it. Those sparks would be part of us. But each of those sparks would either die out or continue to grow. Some may create a fire, and some may grow slowly, but it would depend upon the ambition of the spark. Andrew, yes. Now, when that spark cycles through Earth, and achieves its full growth, does it go through other civilizations? Tom, it must. Andrew, LT doesn't return directly to you? Tom, it will continue for millions of years. but it cannot continue if it stays upon the planet Earth. If you will recall, in a previous communication we had explained to you that the planet Earth is the only planet within the universe that has the variety of animals and plants. It is the most beautiful of all planets, because of the different varieties. This, in a sense, attracts the souls, and they have desires to remain upon it. In other civilizations, the souls feel, and they have all the qualifications which you have, but it is more physical upon the planet Earth. John, there is a very large question: what is the purpose of a soul in existing on all its civilizations and so on? Tom, if a soul becomes what you call perfect, then it is, if we can explain this to you, in your mind you may feel that we are cannibals. Andrew, well, we want the truth, and I think you know us well enough to know that we would not jump to that kind of erroneous conclusion. What we're really asking is, if we had to tell a human being what the purpose of life is, what is the most succinct answer? Tom, you may tell what has been told to humans many times, but was not given to them in clear understanding, that the purpose of their existence and the purpose of their living is to return to whence they came. Andrew, yes. And how can they, while they were on this earth with all its problems? What is it that they can best do in order to return to the source? Tom, if they would treat all as they have desire to be treated, if they would walk in dignity and permit no one to remove their dignity, and if they would have love for all their fellow humans, and for all those that touch them, for this in turn sends love to us. We ask not that they have a total understanding of us. Andrew, yes. But in essence then, God feeds on this kind of nectar, so to say. Tom, yes. Andrew, I think that people would love that idea. Tom, we have the creation, we have created this, but it in truth has created us. Andrew, now that part which, let us say, you feed on, is it totally immaterial, that nature of love, something that has no material or physical existence? Since you are not material in any way, you must feed on something immaterial? Tom, it is an energy. It is not something you may hold in your hand. It is a spark that is a glow that emanates, and it grows, and becomes a shining sun, and then it returns to us. Andrew, yes. I find that very beautiful and very satisfying, don't you, John? John, yes. This is the upward spiral, I imagine. Then it's sent out again, on a higher level again. Is that so? Tom, yes. It is integrated. Andrew, now, how do the other creatures on Earth fit into this plan? And I speak of birds and fish and cattle and so on. Tom, they have more love for us than the humans. They have a greater understanding of us. Andrew, and when they live this way, do they also come back as sparks directly, without having to go through our human form? Tom, they are not a human form. They are planted and they have been brought to the planet Earth to give to the souls upon the planet Earth. How may we say, for them to cause humans to ask in their mind, what created this? How did this come to be? It is to jog their mind. Do you understand that? Andrew, I think so. For example, we are watching two hawks today, and they were incredible and beautiful, and they were mating, as it is the season for mating, and we wondered about their span. They live in such freedom, and apparently, love and dignity. Tom, it is the purest love. Andrew, and we wondered, for example, whether their souls would spark too? If they achieved perfection, would they go directly back to you? Tom, they feed to us. Andrew, and bees, for example, that collect honey, and are in tune with each other and their environment. Do they feed you too? Tom, remember this. Your planet is the only one in existence with this nature. 4. The Universal Civilizations. In the mid-90s, it would at first appear that there is perhaps a greater acceptance of the idea that we are not alone. However, while more people are prepared to acknowledge the subject, when faced with a crop glyph, anomalous lights in the sky or an account of a close encounter with an extraterrestrial, a glazed look comes into some people's eyes. We could call this the shutters down phenomenon. as if the conceptual envelope of that person had been stretched to a maximum and the safety mechanisms ordered a stop. Government and defense organizations continue to ignore the subject publicly, while rumors abound concerning official interaction with ET and various alleged ex-government employees publish books, while implying that they were under pressure to desist. This chapter explores some of the civilizations mentioned by Tom, and it is as well to remember that he does not always mean this word literally. He has been known to allude to the civilizations in terms of consciousness. Please read on with a flexible brain. Tom also points out that each planetary civilization has, in its midst or around it, a spirit plane or numerous spirit planes. Also that there is a difference between aeons and those of the spirit planes. Tom, the Council of Nine has asked that I, the spokesman, Tom, explain a little to you of the structure and relationships in the universe. We are nine that exist independently and exist in wholeness in the universe, in a place that you can identify as the zone of cold. We are not physical, as you are a physical or as alter who are physical, and this again is not the same manner as yours, but it is also physical. If need be, we may manifest, but we are pure energy. Together we oversee, and I, Tom, relate all that we wish to convey to planet Earth from the Council of the Nine, of which I am one. In relationship to us there are 24 physical civilizations, in another dimensional realm. Each is a total collective consciousness that oversees, and from these civilizations, physical beings have incarnated upon your planet Earth, and at times have intervened, when necessary. These physical civilizations, the 24, each in its own dimension, are total and complete units of one collective consciousness that have agreed to be in that collective consciousness. They have evolved to that form of action to oversee, to pass through information of great importance, and help other physical civilizations in their evolutionary process. An example would be the civilization of Alta. As we are in another realm of existence, we depend upon Alta for communicating with you. They guard the body of our being while you are in communication with us, and they provide the technology for us to communicate. Alta was also the head of what you know as the physical civilization that manifested upon planet Earth as Atlantis. There are other civilizations, and there are amongst you incarnate souls from those civilizations who have come to help planet Earth. One of these civilizations, Huva, was the civilization that originally seeded planet Earth, as did some of the others, but Huva reseeded planet Earth on three occasions. Huva is a civilization from which the Hebrews derive, and the importance of the Hebrews. Huva is a civilization that brought forth the Nazarene. Jean, I understand that the Nine are not physical entities, but do understand correctly that those of Huva and Alta and other civilizations are physical beings? Tom, they are physical civilizations, but not in the same dimension as planet Earth. They also have physical limitations, but not to the extent of those on Earth. Andrew, could you amplify that and indicate which dimension, for example, Huva exists in? Tom, when you speak of dimensions. Andrew, I mean fourth, fifth, sixth. For example, we live in a four-dimensional world, height, breadth, depth, time, in our physical world. Tom, we understand the different, as you would call, dimensions. But in truth they are not dimensions. Andrew, well, when it was explained to me before, dimensions were said to consist of various velocity envelopes. Tom, yes, speed. Andrew, right. And relative to the speed of light, what is the speed of Huva? Tom, I am consulting. Alta is giving us his numbers. Yes. Alta has said it is not exactly a dimension, but it would be 56 times the speed of light, as you know it on Earth. Jean, thank you. What about the rest of our galaxy and the universe? Are any of the visitors we seem to get on Earth coming from there? Tom, there are those within your galaxy that are not within what you call the dimension of your Earth, but those that come to benefit planet Earth come from galaxies not within your galaxy. Alta, for example, is what you might call 50 million light years away. John, but from our perspective on Earth, these other civilizations like Alta or Huva could in a sense be existing in or around us, and we would not perceive them? Tom, they are in a different reality frequency, because of the speeds. John, but, is it possible to talk of them as existing close or far from us in our terms at all? Tom, if you are asking in the terms of the physical planet Earth, and you are asking about a length or a space of time, it would be a great distance. They are not of this galaxy. John, and we would not be able to see them, even if we were there where they are, in our present condition, would we? Tom, in the dimension in which you are, you would not be able to see them with your eyes, if you were able to transport yourself to that area. But they can come to reach you within your area. John, but they experience themselves as physical, even though we wouldn't experience them as physical. Tom, in the dimension in which they have existence, they have a similar sense of physicalness that you have within this area in which you exist. But they are not physical in the sense that you know on the planet Earth. John, and is it true to say that there are several dimensions between us and yourselves? For example? Tom, that would be an understatement. There are many. Jean, are there any civilizations or races within our galaxy visiting us at present? Tom, yes. There are civilizations of different dimensions, different intelligence, different evolving, that are working with the 24 civilizations. There are those within your galaxy that are in service to those that are attempting to salvage the planet Earth. But they are not the primaries, the 24. Jean, if the Altines, the Hoovits and others were to visit Earth, would they be in the same physical body as they were in their own dimension? Tom, when those of Alta manifest upon Earth, they have a similarity of appearance to those that exist upon the planet Earth. They have a higher rate of vibration, but they may bring it into the rate of vibration which is correct for the planet Earth. There are others, such as those of the civilization of Ashan, who do not look like the people of planet Earth. Should the civilizations land on Earth, those that would appear in the beginning will have similar appearance to those of the planet Earth, or they will manifest in the manners of Earth people such as Huva has done. Those of the other civilizations that follow would come in the form which they have. We wish to reassure you that those who exist on the planet Earth will find that those visitors that do not have what you call beauty, will have within them the essence of beauty. There will be many appearances. A diversity of appearances, yes. Years later, the following exchange brought out another perspective on the physicality of the beings of the universal civilizations. John, do civilizations like Alta and others of the 24 exist on a physical planet that is in our understanding of physical? We know they have form in their own time-space envelope, but do they have a physical planet we can locate in our time and space? Tom, you mean does it have density? John, does it have the same density as us? Tom, you cannot have the same density as planet Earth. John, right. So it wouldn't be recognizable from planet Earth in that sense. Tom, you do not have a telescope large enough. It is not anywhere in the closeness of planet Earth. John, but even if it were, it couldn't be seen by our physical means. It would be detected by means perhaps undeveloped yet on Earth. Is that correct? Tom, not correct. If a device were designed that could see to the furthermost reaches of the universe, then you would see also different levels of densities. Within their civilizations, the 24 have attained perfection, unity of oneness, complete obedience to the Creator, so therefore they understand their physical world, and are not tricked by physicalness. You know that this place you sit upon is made of billions of trillions of molecules. Is that not so? You do not see that. Therefore you would think it doesn't exist like that, yes? If you were to see the civilization Alta, you would see it as physical in movement. John, so it has a form, but a kind of form we could not comprehend, because we do not have experience of that form in our lives? Tom, it is physical. It has evolved to the point where the physical and spiritual are in harmony and balance, and that is what you must achieve, so you can enter with the 24. John, now when the 24 interact with our solar system, I believe you said once that they may use other physical planets as a way of stepping down towards us, so there may be physical planets in our solar system that are used by individual civilizations? Tom, not by the 24. by sub-civilizations. The 24 have no need. Gene, there's a question that I cannot avoid asking. Why you do not give strong and definite signs of your existence or proximity, on top of approaching humanity by indirect means such as these channelings, or other ways? Obviously you have your reasons, but this question does matter to me. Tom, it is of great importance for you to understand that the governments of your world of Earth have refused to believe, or to convey to the people, our existence. If there were an attempt by the civilizations to land upon planet Earth in a mass situation, which in truth will come to pass in the course of time, the people upon planet Earth would panic, for they have not the understanding, the knowledge, that we would mean no harm to them. Remember this. There are also certain civilizations, not of the 24 or their helper civilizations, that have a great desire to control Earth, to keep souls in bondage. And these civilizations have landed at times upon planet Earth and have created difficulty, which they forced on Earth people. It is important that there is no panic amongst those that exist on the planet Earth, that the knowledge be brought to them in gentleness, that those of the 24 civilizations mean no harm to them. This is of great importance, for if there are panic, humans may then attempt to end their own life, and also the lives of their families and neighbors, which would not serve any purpose. The governments of your world have refused to accept that there are others of a higher intelligence, and in truth of a more spiritual intelligence than those that exist upon the planet Earth. We need to convey to the people that there are others that mean them no harm, but have an interest in saving planet Earth. For in truth, if there are no other civilizations to help planet Earth, it will bring destruction to itself. We do not come to control. We do not come to hold in bondage. We will come with love and patience and understanding, but since there is the denial of our existence, how can those of planet Earth accept the fact that the civilizations of Alta, Huva, Ashan, and the rest of the 24, mean well? Gene, I have another question that I think people will wonder about. On the previous tapes of your conversations, I heard you explain that you constantly know the thoughts of either all of us or those who communicate with you. Am I correct in this assumption? Tom, if we have the wish to help you, yes. But we wish you to understand that we do not invade the mind. We do not control the will. We do not interfere with freedom. We do not interfere. It would not be of service. Alta, Huva, Ashan and Aragon have asked to convey to you that they may have the abilities within them, but it would not benefit planet Earth to use them, nor would it benefit them. That would be an invasion of a soul. Gene, I have been most impressed by the communications, the expressions and atmosphere of love and peace that surround all the people here, but I do have some difficulties in understanding why, if you are in the minds of humans at times, and your representatives have visited Earth, and you have a knowledge of human affairs, I find it difficult to understand how you have difficulty speaking with us, and understanding our basic colloquial English. Could you help me with that? Tom, we will explain that. The civilizations have indeed visited Earth, but you understand that when you have communication with your mind, it is not necessary to have words? It is difficult from where we are to give explanations in your words. We have concepts that cannot be explained in your language, or you do not have the words to explain. If you could read our mind, if we could communicate with your mind in the essence of pure telepathy, then we could convey to you what we are trying to transmit. Also, within the mind of the channel, as also within your mind, there is only a certain vocabulary that we can use. Gene, thank you. You mentioned that at some stage there might be a large-scale landing of the civilizations. I think the next questions involve who and where, how and why. The first such question most people would ask is how. In other words, what method of transportation would be used in such a landing? Are we referring to physical vehicles? Tom, yes. They would be in the nature of what you would call a physical vehicle. If you have the desire to go and touch it, as you have with Notimable, you would be able to touch it. Gene, can you tell me anything about the relative size and shape and so on? Will they hold a large number of people, or? Tom, there would be vehicles of different sizes and different designs. There would be some with the appearance of a glass top, but it is not in truth a top. It will just have its appearance. There will also be those that will remain in your atmosphere that are very large, that will then send out smaller ones. You have, upon your oceans, carriers that send out ships that fly. Is that not so? Jean, that is correct. Tom, it would be similar, but instead of being upon your oceans, it will be in your sky. Jean, you're saying that smaller craft will exit and come down to Earth from this carrier craft? Tom, yes. There will also be those that have the appearance of what you call saucers. There will be those that are pointed, as with a V. Jean, will these vehicles pass through the time dimension, or other dimension in order to arrive here at Earth? Tom, the intelligences that exist in the civilizations have the ability to come into your dimension. They have that technology, yes. Jean, a very common Earth question would be how these vehicles are powered? By what method? Tom, it resembles the reversal of a spinning top. Jean, would these vehicles remain on Earth after such a landing, and would humans be permitted to inspect them? Tom, they would have permission to visit the interior. The craft would remain for a period of time. Not a great length of time, not for years, for example. Jean, because of many stories we have of flying saucers, people will be interested to know if humans would be permitted to travel in any of these vehicles? Tom, it would be necessary, before they could travel in the vehicle, to have a vehicle around them. Jean, does this mean that the atmosphere within your vehicles will be different, or that the stress of the movement would be dangerous? Tom, the stress of the movement. It would be possible to move within your Earth atmosphere, but to take them out would require another vehicle inside a vehicle. But it could be done. Jean, landings would undoubtedly be judged by humans and governments in a variety of ways, which includes the almost certainty that some would view your landings as a threat. Do you have a method of defending yourself from attack? Tom, we wish you to know that we are talking about the civilizations, not us, the Council of Nine. We do not need to manifest in the physical. There would be a method to stop people from attempting to destroy those of the civilizations. It would be done with love and gentleness. Those of the civilizations that are in service to us will not attempt to destroy, nor harm in any manner, any physical being on Earth. We will have a way of preventing them from attempting to destroy us. But we would wish not to come without giving some prior knowledge, for otherwise people would begin to believe that we would seek to control them. We have not the desire nor the need to control, we come only to benefit. If an Altian were to appear at an entrance of his vehicle, and were stepping onto planet Earth, and if there were a group that attempted to destroy that Altian, he has only to hold out his hand in an upright manner, and not in great extension, to bring calmness, and also to render them into a state in which they would not have the desire to harm, and would put down their weapons. Uhids would operate in a different manner, if they were in the same situation, and they came out and raised their arms. Those humans with weapons would become totally stationary for a period of time. So there are different methods. But none of these methods would harm a physical being. Do you understand? Jean, yes, I understand, and I certainly understand why you would not want to land showing force, because this would create great fear. Tom, yes. Jean, can you describe the ones from the civilizations who have something like human shape? Something as to their size and color and features and so on? Tom, Altians have the tallness of you. The color of their eyes is a shade of blue, as that of your clear sky. They have a translucent appearance, they are very fair in their coloring. They are in erectness. When we say translucent, it is that their vibration is of translucence. Do you understand? Jean, no, I'm afraid I don't quite understand that. Tom, people upon planet Earth have many different sizes, do you not? Those of Alta have one size. They have a glowing that gives the appearance of being translucent. It is their vibration. They have a silverness about them. You have automobiles that have a translucent appearance? They say I am using the wrong term. It is an iridescent appearance? Andrew, do they have any hair on them? Tom, no. Jean, other than the hairlessness and iridescence, is the spacing of their features like ours? Tom, they are similar in appearance to those that exist upon the physical planet Earth. Do you understand that the physical human seed upon planet Earth came from Alton?